So good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, listeners. It is your girl Crystal here, previously known as Diva of Pure Pathways. Okay, this is something new that I'm going to be doing. This is one of my New Year's. I'm not so much a resolution, but this is an endeavor that I'm going to be picking up and starting afresh with this year. So today is Wednesday, January 1st, and good morning, 7 o'clock on the dot. And I have DJ here. Say good morning, DJ.
Good morning.
He just woke up. And today I'm excited for this conversation because I have been preparing myself for this new year for about 3 weeks. It's taken me 3 weeks to really get myself in a place of consecration and sanctification. And I just want to pick up wherever I'm at. And I want to speak that to you all out there, my listeners too. Despite whatever you have went through last year, okay? Or not so much even last year, any year leading up to this new year. This is a word for you. I want you to come through for yourself. I want you to persevere. And I want you to, not just so much me, I'm sorry, God, he wants you to let go of fear. That's what I'm hearing. So it's been said many times before, fear not, fret not, do not be afraid. So do not hold any fear. Do not hold any anger. Do not hold any jealousy. Do not hold any rage, any low-level emotions. We're going to be tackling practical steps to get ourselves in a better place. Yeah, we hear these words said all the time. And when we get with ourselves, by ourselves, sometimes we don't know how to actualize these things. Sometimes we don't know how to make these things become real in our life, okay? So, also, I want to say, if I say any words that you are not familiar with, I would like for you to write those words down and do a definition search, okay? So, I'm going to also have key terms as well, and I want it to be as clear cut and concise as possible, because my ultimate aim and goal for these conversations sent by God to have these conversations to debunk and demystify aspects of the spiritual life. So those things that are up in the air, those things that are abstract, those things that may seem illogical, spiritual realities or spiritual awarenesses, I want to help with the help of God, with the aid of God. I want to help bring it down so that we can bridge the gap between spirituality and practicality. We live in a physical world. It's a 3D reality and it's practical. We have to have practical and pragmatic steps to approach this life. Yes, we are spiritual beings. We come from a higher place, but we have incarnated into a physical body. And the aim here on this side of heaven is to master the self, ourself. We have to master our human experience, and we will begin to go through a wide range of experiences, a wide range of tests, trials, lessons to realize ultimately who we are, okay? So that's the what I'm going to preface this conversation with, okay? All of that I just said. But right now I have a guest, my son Darius, also known as DJ, and this is going to be a kid-friendly conversation today. So if you have any children, If you want to, I would suggest that you will let them participate in hearing this conversation. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So that's all that I want to do, is bring in the word of God to help us rectify anything in our life that is contrary to the plans and the purposes that God would have for us. And I want to slow down so that it can be easily processed and received. So I'm going to open up with a prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we come before you seeking your face this morning. We up early. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a brand new day. We have been allowed to enter into a new year. And this new year is coming in hot. This new year is coming in strong. And this new year is coming in powerful. We want to be powerful. We want to match the energy, Father God, that you allow us to see. We want to match the realities that you have planned for your children, Father God. So I pray that you give me a word to say that's not too abstract. And if it is abstract, I pray that you will give me the interpretation of what you're ultimately trying to say. I want this conversation to be easily receivable to a wide range of ages, all genres. So just to piggyback off of a couple of things that I've been working on leading up to this point, as a mother, the Lord has been letting me know about this alpha generation. Okay, I am a part of the millennial. I'm a millennial. Hold on, give me 1 second. I'm trying to log on to my laptop. So I'm a millennial. I was born in 91 and I lived throughout the 90s. Yes. But my memory for the most part is widely based in the 2000s. Although I do have some memories, a lot of memories of the 90s, the relevant time dispensation that I find myself in, that we all find ourselves in, is the 2000s. This is a new millennium. All right. This was the breaking of a new day. And if we have children, our children are born under this time dispensation of the new millennium. They don't have a point of reference to refer back to. That time has come and that time has gone. The 90s, the 1000s, that day has passed by. We in a whole nother day. All right. So if you have been paying attention to what's going on in the world, things are changing at a fast and a warped rate, a speed. Things have picked up, and with the aid of technology, this is what's helping us move so fast, okay? So going back to the Alpha generation, because this is where the Lord is leading me, okay? So you know how he says that he is the Alpha and Omega, right? He is the beginning and he's the end. Well, guess what? I feel led to say that the Lord has done a reset, okay? Now, I'm also going to say this. These are prophetic insights, okay? I do not primarily have a place to base my revelation from, my prophetic insight. But the Lord willing, he will bring it. And if I say something that you may find, yes, a biblical reference, please let me know, because this is also a part of my prayer and my Bible study that I'm inviting you all in. Okay, so Generation Alpha is the generation of people born between the early 2010s and the mid 2020s. They are the first generation to be born entirely to the 21st century and are the children of millennials. Okay, I pretty much said that, but that is an overview from Google. So I'm going to say it again. If you type in alpha generation, AI will generate an overview. And it says the generation alpha is the generation of people born between the early 2010s and the mid 2020s. They are the first generation to be born entirely to the 21st century and are the children of the millennials. All right. So there are a couple of characteristics that's listed here. So technology is very prevalent during this time. And these children, they are the first generation to grow up in a fully, listen to these words. We have entirely and we have fully. So their consciousness is shaped and molded a little bit differently than the ones who was born in a millennial, because we still had I want to use this word, real life. Okay, now to give you a definition of real life is those things that are void of technology, high technology, I'm going to say. Millennials, we pretty much was like the first generation, if I'm not mistaken, that was introduced to technology at a high speed. We had AOL dial-up, and it just kept going from there. So I remember MySpace coming up in high school. It was MySpace was the major platform. We had Crush Spot. We had Black Planet, although that was for the adults, but you know, some of us may remember Black Planet. And then came Facebook, Instagram, and all of the likes like that. And I remember ninth grade year, Facebook was like pretty much just coming out. It was just popping. We really didn't know what to do with it. And we really didn't spend so much time on the internet, because if you think back, we still had computers and we had dial up internet, whereby you had to either pick and choose, was you going to use the phone, the house phone, or was you going to be on the internet? Because in order for the internet to dial up, you needed to have a connection, and you got the connection from the phone cord. So we had specific times. I know in my household, in my family, we was not on the internet all day. Yeah, we had computers, but we had a specific time allotment that we could be on a computer, especially coming from a big family. Like, I got a lot of cousins, and we all had to take turns on a computer, so we could not sit on a computer all day. Even if you had a phone, back then in ninth grade, I did have a phone. I had a flip phone. We didn't stay on Facebook all the time. There was a such thing as log on and log out. So, these alpha generation were born fully, and they are growing up in a fully digital world and have experienced the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that's very important as well, because, the social interactions, being on technology so much, it pretty much alters your people skills, your interpersonal relationships. I'm just going to stop right here and say I'm long-winded and I'm drawn out, and I probably would break these up into different segments or different series, just so that it can be easily digestible. Okay. So, with COVID-19, with the pandemic, right, we were constricted in our social interactions. We had to quarantine. We had to go in the house. We could not be around. We was not supposed to be around large gatherings, okay? And this play on our interpersonal skills, whereby we went more online. We was already using technology, but we began to use technology even more. Especially some of these kids. There was a lot of children born during that time as well. So moving on from there, I don't want to spend too much time there because we have entertainment that's coming up. And it says they are enthusiastic about watching movies, especially as soon as they are released. They also enjoy watching TV shows, especially on the weekends. The entertainment nowadays, as it relates to this generation called Alpha, everything is geared towards technology. And if I can go back, the Lord is leading me to go back to explaining the definition between real life and virtual reality. Millennials, we pretty much are the last of a dying breed. We remember the old way things used to be, the old world, the old, we remember yesterday, okay? One day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day with the Lord. So if I could break that down, that gives you the measurements for how heaven works. One day with the Lord, or one day in heaven, is likened unto 1,000 years. And 1,000 years here on earth is equated to one day in heaven with the Lord. So that's how fast heaven operates, at a warped speed. So if I could break that down even more, we're going to talk about the different time dispensations, okay? The time that we live in is ACE, okay? This is after Christ. This is after the common era. So counting from the moment in time that Christ died and rose, okay? He died, yes, but he also rose. That was the marking of a new dispensation. So that will be from year one all the way up to year 1000. That was the first day. From year 1001 to year 2000, that was the second day. That is the time that some of us may find ourselves born into. We was born into the later range of that dispensation of time. From year 1000, stretching all the way out to 2000. From year 1001 to year 2000 is the second day. Correction. Year 2000 was the ending of that day. But it started at 1001. Most of us were born in 1900s. So we reached the ending of that period from 1900. If I use myself for example, I was born 1991. That was the ending of that term. That was the ending of that period. And we have crossed over into a new day. So this is the third day. All right. From 2001, that was the new millennium. You know, during that time in life, it was very uncertain. We didn't know what to expect. We were hearing talks about Y2K. We thought it was going to be a blackout. The grids was going to go out. We thought that it was going to be pandemonium. It was going to be mayhem, because we have never lived through the crossover of a new millennium. This was something foreign to us. We had never seen it before. Okay, make a long story short, we made it to a new day. We are here, and we are the pioneers, because we are etching out moments in history, moments in time. All right. We are in the beginning phases of this day. This is a new today, 2001 to year 3000. This time period is going to stretch all the way out to year 3000. We cannot even begin to fathom what that's going to look like. We cannot even begin to understand the fullness of that period of time, because we are in the beginning of this dispensation. So going back to the entertainment, prior to technology, we had to use our critical thinking skills. Okay, we had to use our mental capacity. We had to entertain ourselves. We had to be creative in our entertainment. We actually went outside to play. We were close to nature. We rode bikes, rollerbladed, jump rope, double dutch, hopscotch, jacks. Do anybody remember jacks? You know, coloring, puzzles, Monopoly. You know, we did those type of things. That was our social interaction. We didn't have media that much. And if we did have media, social media, it was limited. Right now, these children don't have any limits on their use of technology. And we have to be cautious when it comes to that, because the internet, www, World Wide Web, World Wide Web is wide open. The world is wide open. The world is made visible on a large scale. You can just click and you can be transported to all over this world. You can tap into what they're doing in China. You can tap into what's going on over in Africa. You can tap in, if you outside of this country of America, you can even tap in and see what we doing, because we post every aspect of our daily lived life. Okay? So there's no censors on these things. And if I can say what the Lord is speaking to me, is the device. Let me look that up real quick. Okay, give me a second. So if you got your Bible, I would ask that you would get your Bible and follow along with me, because I'm going to be trying to braid some scriptures into my revelation or my insights. So 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11, it says, okay, which version am I going to read from? I'm going to read from the King James. Lest Satan will get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. This is what the Lord was speaking to me. Like, we cannot be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. And I really want to give you the revelation behind that. What God is telling me is that the device, one of the devices of the enemy, is playing for us to see, is technology. It's the cellular device, okay? Cell phones are devices. Laptops are devices. Tablets are devices, okay? Just let me do a little search for different types of devices. So input devices, processing devices, output devices, and memory storage. All right. So there is a image that I'm seeing right here on Google, and portable devices is listing the SM card. I'm sorry. Let me blow this image up. Sims card, that's a portable device. Sims card, smartphone, tablet, laptop, power bank, smartwatch, photo camera, video camera, navigator. These are devices, okay? And these are some of the things that the enemy is using as weapons for us. So I'm going to read a couple of different translations of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. So King James 21, lest Satan should get an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. ASV, that no advantage may be gained over us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And I like this translation because there is a semicolon right there. So it says that no advantage may be gained over us by Satan, semicolon. So we're going to pay special attention to this because this is how Satan can gain an advantage over us if we are not cautious. And it says, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So if you flip this and read it in the reverse, this coming after the semicolon, right? For we are not ignorant of his devices, and that no advantage may be gained over us by Satan. It reads the same both ways, but you'll be able to get a proper understanding. You have to be aware of his devices. I just listed off his devices, the phone, the laptop, the tablet. And if you are ignorant, then he's going to have an advantage over you. Because he's putting people into an illusion. He's drawing illusions and he's taking over the consciousness of the world. It's not so much the children. And we have to be careful because the children are the future. Our children are growing up. My son is getting ready to be 14. He was born in 2011. 2010 was the beginning of the alpha generation. And we have to pull these kids back because somebody somewhere dropped the ball. Somebody somewhere dropped the ball and we have to recall. There has to be a recall. We have to recall some things back to our memory of the way things used to be. We don't need all this technology. Yeah, technology is good within its place, proper place. It has to occupy a place. We don't need it in our face every day, all day. What we need to be doing is building social interactions, social relationships, new social constructs of what life should be. We have to take things back to the way it used to be because technology is messing up our life. Technology is messing up our children. Our children, as well as others, are being put in a strong delusion. And I'm going to use some examples here. I don't know how connected you all out there who listen to me are to social media. I don't know how much time you may spend on Facebook. I don't know how much time you may spend on Instagram or TikTok. But become aware of your screen time before you lose your mind. Because the illusions that are being drawn is a disconnection from reality. Reality is what's real. Okay? Reality. Reality. Physical reality. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. The human experience is experienced through what? Our senses. Okay? Our senses. We don't need to be giving over our power to artificial intelligence. We need to be building our intelligence. And we do that through living through our senses. And just hear me out when I say that, because yes, I am Christian, but I'm an esoteric Christian. I'm not Orthodox. And it will be a lot of people will lead you to believe that the senses are bad. You know, the sense of taste, touch, smell, hearing, seeing, right? The five senses are bad. If they are not purified, yes, the senses are bad, but the senses are what makes us legal in this realm. This is how we, let me slow down. So much is coming to me right now. Our senses is the way that we experience life. Okay? Our senses is the way that we cultivate our spiritual life. How do you think you're going to see spiritually if you cannot see physically? You learn how to see spiritually through the body. You have senses, the sense of sight. And this is how you perceive things to be what they are. This is how you make your judgment calls based on what you see. But if these gates are not purified, it has to be purified in order for you to raise up into a higher dimension of seeing, into higher dimensions of hearing, into higher dimensions of living. We have to be connected to our senses, but we have to purify our senses, and we don't need so much entertainment. So I want to move on from there. Okay. Another thing that they're highlighting here for Generation Alpha is the learning. They have experienced changes in how they learn compared to previous generations due to the use of technology in classrooms. Technology is not a bad thing when it's used properly, okay? But we have to keep in mind that we are a form of technology. If there is an artificial intelligence, there is a divine intelligence. If there is a virtual reality, there is something that is actually reality. There is an actual reality. We don't too much need virtual reality when we have actual reality, real, tangible life. We don't have to make a reality online. We don't have to live our life online, because that's going to usher us into transhumanism. And I can just go in a multiplicity of different directions right now, because so much is coming to me. But I just want to just hone in and buckle down. Okay. So moving on from there. Well, I'm going to stay right there learning. These children, the Alpha generation, they are experiencing learning in different capacities because of the technology. And if I can use myself for an example, last year I went back to school to further my education. And I was very ignorant. I'm very ignorant about technology because, you know, the Lord Ben took this away from me in 2015. I stopped watching TV. And although I was heavily involved with social media, Facebook, I just recently just pulled back within like the last 5 years. I've been not trying to use it for nothing other than, number one, research. And number two, business. I'm a cosmetologist, a licensed cosmetologist, and I had a studio, my own studio, Diva Beauty Studio, and I would use it for advertisement and marketing. And I would just use it as like a portfolio. It was a place where my Instagram, it was a place, a safe place where I could just post all my pictures, and they were viewable for my clients. If I was to get a client, I didn't never get clients from social media, but with the use of social media, my clients could see my gallery, my portfolio, and they could pick out a hairstyle that they wanted to use or that they wanted to get. So I, by the grace of God, have already been disciplining myself when it comes to technology. And I would ask that any parents out there listening to me, that you will begin to discipline and restrict your children's technology use, because it's getting out of hand. These kids is losing their mind. And I don't care about no cancel culture because I'm not that aware of it. I don't care about nobody tissue paper feelings. I don't care about nobody sensitivities to the truth. Baby, the truth will cut you. Yes, it will. But it ain't going to cut you to kill you. K-I-L-L. It's going to cut you to heal you. H-E-A-L. And I just want to usher out some healing into your hearing. So I'm not going to censor my words. Okay. I'm going to try to be diplomatic in my vocabulary and my word usage. But I just got to say it how it is. And I got to give y'all something real to think about, because ain't nobody about to be dancing over y'all feelings, because the time is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And we living in the last days. These are the end times. And I want you to know right now that God is on his way back. And I can prove it by way of what's going on in life. I cannot pretty much prove it by scripture, but some of y'all got me beat in that. Y'all are very familiar with the letter. Now I'm coming in to the mix, bringing the spirit. I'm very familiar with the spirit of the Most High God, but he's been telling me to align myself with his word, because that's what needs to be heard. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But we can't be stuck on the letter and don't understand spirit, because the spirit of God is moving. And as I said, he on his way back. If I had to make a prediction, this is just my personal prediction. Okay. This is the third day as it relates to heaven. 2001 through 3000 is the third day after Christ's departure. He left here 2025 years ago. Okay. This is the third day. And I do believe during this time, dispensation, he gonna be coming back. Because if you pay attention to what's happening in this world, things is speeding up so fast. And I gotta go here for a moment. I want to bring in an individual name. I'm gonna use this name, okay? And I don't know this person personally, and I don't want to speak negatively about him. I don't want to be disrespectful, but just what I'm feeling led to say in my spirit. Okay. We have to be aware of Elon Musk. How many people is familiar with Elon Musk? Well, I want to be careful right here, but I just got to put this out there. I do believe that Elon Musk is carrying the Antichrist spirit. I do feel like I believe that Elon Musk is the Antichrist. And he is ushering in a new way for doing life. He's very adamant on technology. Do your own research, honey, on Elon Musk, and you tell me what you will find. But since I've done some research on Elon Musk, I'm going to tell y'all what I have found. I found a TED Talk conversation with Elon Musk doing a presentation in front of a live audience. And there were a couple of things that stuck out very sorely to me. One of those things was he said that he was going to be hitting switches in the orbit. Now, when I initially heard that, it was offsetting to me, and the way my mind was set up, I really didn't understand what he was saying, but it struck a nerve. Like, wait a minute, let me search this out a little bit more. If you hit a switch in the orbit, what does that mean? So I have these candid conversations at work with my clients. Back then I was doing hair. This was just maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, my work, my line of work brings me into the likes of different people. You know, my clientele is vast. I got intellectuals. All my clients are intellectuals, no matter what type of work that they do. God just brings me around intellectuals. I don't care if they are social media celebrities, rappers, performers. I don't care if they are bankers. I don't, I have some who are city council, nurse practitioners, teachers, educators, drug dealers, strippers, stay-at-home mothers, whatever the case may be. I come around a lot of people. I get in with everybody, okay? And this one person in particular, he was a graduate from Renaissance High School. If you're familiar with Detroit, you know Renaissance is one of the top schools. You got Renaissance, Cass Tech, and King. He was a graduate of Renaissance, and he was in college. He was home. This was during Christmas time. He was home for Christmas, and he came to get his hair done. And we was talking, and I asked him this question, and he gave me the information. He told me that the orbit is responsible for, listen to this, times and seasons. He let me know that the orbit is responsible for times and seasons. So listen to what Elon Musk was saying, or what he was trying to say without saying it. When he hit this switch in the orbit, how do you know that there is a switch in the orbit? Excuse me. That's the first question that I want to pose. Because from what I understand, Elon Musk is not a scientist. He is a businessman. How do you know there is a switch in the orbit? Because from what I understand, and I could be wrong, the orbit is a rotation. The Earth orbits the sun. The planets in our solar system orbit the sun. So the orbit is a rotation. It is a movement. It is something that's intangible. So how do you know that there is a switch in the orbit that you can hit? Question number one. Question number two. Who gave you permission to hit the switch in the orbit? Because let's look and see how serious this is, because he is playing over our head. Did he get permission? Did we sign any petitions as Earthlings, as residents of the United States of America? Let's go here for a moment, because although he's from South Africa, he is living in America, correct? Yes, correct. So, who gave him permission to hit the switch in the orbit? Did America's government give him permission? Did any other country or continent give him permission to go over our head and hit a switch in the orbit? No, I don't think so. Or maybe, because you do know he best friends with Trump right now, right? And going here for a moment, I just want to say this year, 2025, Trump is scheduled to be sworn in. His inauguration is what? On the 20th, which is Monday. We got about 2 weeks till then. And if he get to talking along the same lines Elon Musk is talking on, we need to be aware. And I'm just going to leave it at that. We need to be aware, because some stuff I'm not going to put out there. All right. You put your thinking cap on and read in between the lines of what I'm trying to say. So going back to Elon Musk, number one, he said he was going to hit the switch in the orbit, right? Right. Nobody gave him permission, or maybe somebody did give him permission, or maybe he don't need permission based on his rank in the spirit. Another thing that rubbed me the wrong way is he said that as it related to going to Mars, because you do know that he is the founder of SpaceX exploration. He's exploring spaces unknown to us humans. One of those spaces that he is exploring is Mars. He got satellites on Mars. He has a blueprint for a city on Mars. Is anyone familiar with this? This is happening right now. He has a blueprint for a city on Mars. And if you zoom out, you have to know that Mars is a whole different planet than Earth. We live on planet Earth. He's trying to take human life to planet Mars. And he has a blueprint for a city on Mars. But you gotta understand that this man has been planning things for eons of years. And he's giving it to us in small doses. But if you zoom out, you gotta know cities fit into states. If you zoom out of a state, you gotta know states fit into countries. If you zoom out of the country, you gotta know countries can fit into continents. And if you zoom out of the continent, you got the whole planet. So if you zoom in, his plan is for a city. It's bigger than what we think, and it's bigger than what we know. He has a mode of transportation that is called what? A starship. Hello, lights. Do anybody know that Elon Musk got something called a starship? Do anybody know that Elon Musk is talking about we can play in the stars? I got a lot of questions, but I'm just going to leave it alone. And this is going to be the conversation for today at 47 minutes. I'm going to leave it right here. So just go ahead and pick up on this, listen to this, trying to understand what I was saying. Listen to this message or listen to this conversation, lecture, whatever you want to call it, podcast even, okay? Listen to this and let me know, what do you think? Let me know. I need y'all to put y'all thinking caps on. I need y'all to come down back to life, back to reality. I need y'all to tap outside of high technology and come back into your divine technology. Tap back into your mind, the chambers of your mind. Think for yourself. Entertain this conversation. And yeah, I'm speaking very passionate because we don't have all day. Because what y'all need to understand is, where are you going after this? We already know where Elon Musk is trying to go. Where are you trying to go? You trying to go to another planet? Because what you need to understand is, you ain't going to be one of the ones who go to another planet because you ain't got the money, baby. This is for the one percenters in this world. Elon Musk is a boss. He the richest man in the world right now. And for all intents and purposes, let me look up his net worth.
Not even like 500 billion.
If it's at 500 billion, 500 billion, we need to be aware, because I've been keeping close tabs on it. And he's been growing out of control. So as it's, the Lord is on his way. Hallelujah. This man is sitting on $428.8 billion, okay? He coming up in the world, baby. He went, when I first started keeping tabs on this, on his net worth, he was at around 260. He's going up. If we went from 200 to 300, now we in 400. Once he gets to 500,
he was just at
500
like last month.
No, he was not, DJ.
No, when... When you told me to check his net worth because he was talking about him, it was at 500.
No, it wasn't. Now, you you don't know what you're talking about because I've been checking this back to back on a regular basis. So I want you to have a seat because you're going to meditate in a minute. Please have a seat. If you got to use the bathroom, go ahead, wash your face, brush your teeth, and then come back, stretch, get your stuff together. But you need to open up your mind more because your memory, we working on the memory. When I start keeping up with this man, he was 262.4, I want to say. And then he jumped up 240. Then he jumped up 300 and something. I can't remember all of the numbers, but I was keeping close tabs. Right now, this man is at 428.8. The trajectory is he's going to be the first trillionaire. Okay? Once he gets to 500 billion, this is another prediction, he's going to instantaneously jump up to 1 trillion. Now, I want to go in a different direction right now because I had a conversation with an individual who is a supporter of Elon Musk. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all are entitled to our own opinions, views, beliefs, and whatever the case may be. But one of the things that stuck out during this conversation that I was having with this individual was the fact that he said Elon Musk is God. And that stuck out so harshly to me because Elon Musk is not God. He is not the second coming of the Christ. Please understand that. And I don't even think he's making any claims to that because I don't believe that he is a believer. I don't even want to say Christian. Okay? Because this is so far bigger than just Christianity. This is the savior of the free world. I don't believe that he is making any claims to be the Christ reincarnate. He is not God. He wants to be God. And if he get inside your mind and convince y'all that he's God, well, you gone. You gone. You might be going home with him. Wherever he taking y'all, that's where y'all might end up. He is not God. When Christ came to this world, when God Almighty came here in the form of Yeshua, he made no reputation for himself. He came from humble beginnings, okay? He was born in a manger, as the story is told. You understand, do some research on Jesus in his humble beginnings and how he was born. He didn't come here for money. He came here for souls. This man, Elon Musk, is here for money so that he can snatch the souls. You got to understand that our mind, our soul is our hottest commodity because ultimately that's who we are. We are living souls. We are living souls. What profits a man to gain a whole world and lose his soul? I'm going to be spinning these scriptures in another way and giving you deeper revelations because y'all need to come to your higher senses. Once you purify your lower senses, because I'm telling you what I perceive, y'all out there got so much work to do. We all got so much work to do, but some of y'all behind. Some of y'all are behind God. Some of y'all already is in the beginning stages of losing y'all mind. And I'm going to say this one more time. I don't care how you feel about these words because you need to hear these words. Back to life. Back to reality. Go back to yourself. Come back to yourself. Start thinking for yourself. Come up out of this illusion. Come up out of this matrix. Come up out of your bad habits. Y'all need to put the drugs down. Whoever I'm talking to right now. Put the drugs down. Put the bottles down. Put the cameras down. And find yourself. Meditate. Close your mouth. The gate of your mouth. Close it. Stop talking so much. Y'all do. Talk. Gossip. Keep up drama. Close your mouth and open up your mind. Go on the inside so that you can find God. And you pray and ask God for the proper interpretation of my words, because I've been seeing the response of some people listening to what I got to say. And I just want to say this right here. Whoever listen, come to these words and feel some type of way, who be preaching words and stuff like that, y'all need to come up out y'all jealousy, because we all a team, supposedly. We all supposed to be on the same side, and that's building the kingdom of God. We co-laborers in this thing together. Now, if God ain't told you this, that's your business. You go figure that out with him. If God ain't gave you this level of revelation, you evaluate your relationship. You evaluate your habits and what you do. What's on your mind? You want to be loaded down with daily benefits and blessings every day? Tangible blessings? Well, you're going to have what you got. That's your reward right there. You need to learn how to ascend into higher realms of realizations. You need to disassociate yourself from this tangible reality. And when I say that, let me break that down just in case some people don't understand what that means. I'm not saying you need to die. You don't have to die to reach heaven. You can reach heaven on this side. This is an extension of heaven. Earth is an extension of heaven. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and it is a continuation. Heaven reached out and touched earth. Heaven reached out and expanded to earth. Y'all so worried about materialistic things. No. Come back to your spiritual identity. Remember who you are and why you were sent here in the first place. You was not sent here to be a store up riches here in the earth. That's cool within reason, within whatever, whatever, whatever. Do you. But understand why you doing what you doing. And come back to the main plan, the main aim. Come back to your focus. Come into focus. What is the message that you supposed to be speaking? We don't care about materialistic things, because, baby, the sky is the limit. Whatever you want for real, you can get. So we ain't trying to be preaching this prosperity message about tangible blessings. Let's preach this prosperity message about intangible blessings, the mental realm. This is how you bridge the gap between the spiritual realm and the physical realm through the mental plane. Open up your mind. Let this mind, Philippians 2 verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Christ ain't come here trying to get money. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want, get it. But get some sense, higher senses. And back to Elon Musk. I got so much I can say about Elon Musk, but I don't want to keep these conversations over an hour. So I will pick up in the next recording, video, whatever the case may be. So until next time, stay blessed, stay beautiful, stay powerful, bring light, bring peace, bring prosperity everywhere that you go. Remember that it's done unto you as you believe. So get your beliefs up. Unto him who is able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Get you some power. Increase your power.